It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. The Big Friday edition right now.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Huge hour in front of us. Lots of breaking news to get to. Lots of developing stories that we are still working for you even at this hour. We will also take some time to focus on Decision 2018 that's coming up. But we're going to start with an in-depth of all things Russia, investigations, Congress, etc. with Kim Strausser from the Wall Street Journal. Stay with us.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, all right. Was it the discovery of your text, Mr. Strzok? It was the existence of your bias that got you kicked off.
Yeah, he didn't like that yesterday. I played that soundbite a couple of times yesterday. He did not like that. But I don't think the American people like what they saw from Mr. Strzok in his testimony yesterday. And I certainly don't think they liked one side of the chamber applauding a witness that they were supposed to be interrogating. It's a very weird news week. Welcome to the supposedly final edition of it, to Kevin McCullough Radio. We're glad to have you. Kim Strausser is a columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and she stays very, very busy keeping her nose to the grindstone on all things related to the Washington investigations and the follow-up investigations and the investigation of the investigations and all the rest of it. Kim, it's good to have you back. Thanks for being here. I know this has been a crazy week for you.
Hi, Kevin. It is great to be here.
When you think about how Mr. Strzok did yesterday, talk to me about what you think the takeaway is for what the American people saw in that exhibit. Not necessarily what the people in the room saw, but what did we see as people viewing that?
Well, I think what we saw was an FBI official who was unrepentant, who refused to answer any questions, who showed no humility in front of congressional overseers, in fact, actually lectured Congress at certain times on when they should be allowed to ask questions, at what point in investigations, took a lot of umbrage, fought with them. And, I mean, I recognize it would have been tough for him to sit there, but in light of what we know about his text messages, his bias, and the way he handled himself there, he deserved to have a bit of criticism thrown at it. He did not accept it with any grace or humility.
In doing so, and I thought that I thought that Trey Gowdy showed immense patience in his opening set of questions and was interrupted constantly. And there was really this kind of new, I guess, game strategy that the Democrats put forward, and that is they were going to interrupt on procedural nonsense as often as they possibly could, especially if they felt like it was going bad for the witness.
Yeah, you know, it was remarkable, Kevin. Peter Strzok was the official focus of yesterday, but there were two far bigger players actually operating in that room, protecting him. One was the FBI. There was an FBI lawyer sitting behind him the entire time, and that was the reason that Peter Strzok didn't answer hardly one single question on his actions on the Russia investigation, because as he continued to say, at the request or the demand of FBI counsel, I will not answer those questions. So this is the FBI continuing to obstruct Congress. And I thought that was notable. The other was the Democrats you mentioned, who have this almost new strategy of shutting down oversight, which was to interrupt and call points of order and argue over those points of order and demand votes and then demand recorded votes and eat up time and protect the witness.
And then complain about time when they didn't get time later.
Yeah. Exactly. Were incredibly hostile and rude to their Republican colleagues, showed no decorum whatsoever. I mean, just out of order and yelling, shouting, interrupting. But you got to remember why that is. And I think sometimes that gets lost in this. Remember, the Democratic Party is front and center, probably, in how this entire probe got started. We know that there was shenanigans from the dossier, the Clinton campaign. But they have secrets they would rather not come out from what the FBI did in 2016 and their own role in it.
Yeah, and I think that we're going to find out more of that, hopefully, as this proceeds. But let me ask you about this, Kim, because technically the FBI is a part of the Department of Justice, which is headed by, supposedly, an administration that's in power at the time. The FBI went after Strzok to say, you know, you're not going to answer any question based on this. Now, they did come back and they let him answer a couple of questions a little bit later in the day. But the bottom line was the FBI is playing a power game here, and they're still a part of President Donald Trump's executive duties. He has command of them ultimately, and there is zero loyalty to the people that they account to. Am I misreading this?
No, none whatsoever. Not just accountability, but duty. By the way, in a duty not just to this administration, but to the wider public and the Constitution, which does, of course, establish Congress as congressional overseers of the FBI. As Bob Goodlatte, the head of the Judiciary Committee, pointed out yesterday, he goes, "We created the FBI.
Right.
You exist because of us and our constitutional power to do so. And you are now turning to us and saying that we will decide when we answer your questions and when we don't, because it doesn't work that way." And you're right, they did allow Strzok to answer a few questions in the end, and that was only because Goodlatte said he would be holding
Peter
Strzok and holding him in contempt if he didn't. And that gave something away, by the way, Kevin. The fact that they did allow him to answer some of these questions in the end showed that there was never any reason for him to have been so close-mouthed the entire time. They are simply being difficult. And, you know, this is part of a larger game that's going on. Congressman Devin Nunes, who heads the Intelligence Committee, still doesn't have key documents that he's asked for. Goodlatte still doesn't have them. Trey Gowdy still doesn't have them. Chuck Grassley is still waiting for documents. They are stonewalling.
Yeah. We're speaking with Kim Strassel, who has reported as in-depth on all things related to the Russia investigation as anybody in the country. And she's one of only a handful of people you need to be reading on the issue to really stay informed. Let me ask you about some things now in the aftermath of that. You have Rosenstein come out today and make a big show about indicting some Russians on hacking Hillary's email. And he made a point to say that Americans were in receipt of some of these email, you know, and some of these actions and contacts, but they didn't know. Did they save this announcement expressly to follow the disaster that Strzok was yesterday, in your opinion?
I don't know. I've seen that. And look, I like to be as fair about these things as I can. I would wager that it had more to do with the timing of when Mueller was ready to go with this.
Okay.
What I think is notable about this, though, is you step back and the press continues to just be obsessed with the question of what Mueller is doing vis-a-vis the Trump campaign and its investigation there. If you look at the vast number now of indictments, nearly all of them have been aimed at Russians,
right,
who will never be brought to justice, by the way, because we don't have capture of them in our justice system.
Well, if I had a dime, if I had a dime for every congressperson yesterday that said, you know, there's several dozen indictments that have been handed down, and I'm going, yeah,
I know.
There's only like three of them that are actually Americans.
Right. And none of those in any way indictments are related to anything to do with Russian collusion.
Thank you.
You know, all of it, the kind of classic prosecutorial trick of going back to get someone on supposedly lying to the FBI. And even in those cases, like in the case of Michael Flynn, I think there's some pretty good evidence that perhaps he didn't lie and that he was browbeaten into signing that plea agreement in order to help his son and get out of legal trouble,
right,
like end this assault on him. So, I mean, there has not been much by way of all of these grand press conspiracies. In fact, nothing. You got to wonder why we're continuing to go through this spectacle.
Well, because they have the power to, and Jeff Sessions hasn't chosen to cut it off yet. And that's something that's a little puzzling to me as well, Kim. I know one thing after watching yesterday. I want Trey Gowdy not to return to private sector. I want him to become the next Attorney General of these United States, because he likes to go get bad guys. And I want an Attorney General that will go get the bad guys. But
wouldn't that be fun?
That's another conversation for another day. Hey, Kim, congratulations on seriously epic worthy reporting on every aspect of this. And we just appreciate your time here and that you're always willing to come on with us.
fine. Thank you. And I'm always thrilled to come on.
Cool. All right. So make sure you read her very latest, Wall Street Journal. She's got her finger on the pulse, man. And you just can't, it doesn't get more real than what Kim Strassel is reporting. We've got a big, big show straight ahead, including stuff for your weekend and a look at Decision 18. Don't go away. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
In traffic, we've got the answer.
Sunny skies and it's 82 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Hallelujah. The stall on the Crown's Bronx eastbound at the Sheridan Expressway cleared from the left lane. But the inbound George, about a 40-minute delay for the upper 30, the lower. The inbound Lincoln is 30, the outbound Lincoln 45 minutes. And at the Holland, about 15 from either approach, the outbound Holland Tunnel, 1 hour. It's also a one-hour ride on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bruckner to the outbound George Washington Bridge. An accident on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn-bound upper level, now has two lanes blocked. An accident with all lanes subject to closure. That's the crash on 80 westbound near exit 39. Now, 80 westbound was already solid from 47A out through 39. Again, you may want to avoid that area. And you may want to avoid the New York State Thruway North, and that is pretty slow going from exit 8 in White Plains across the Tappan Zee to exit 15 in Rockland County. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher sees a rocky future for the Dems.
The way the Democrats are behaving right now, they're going to drive people right into the arms of the Republican Party, and the Democrats are not going to take the House. I mean, really, come on. Can we be real? Do today's Democrats want to be socialists across the board? Well, if they do, okay. There's a lot more of us than there are of them.
Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
All the turmoil in the news these days is enough to shake you up. However, you can remain unshaken, even in these uncertain times. This is Jeannie Nigro with Unshaken. The key to being unshaken is intimacy with God. It's the only thing that can't change. You experience intimacy with God when your heart is aligned with His, meaning when you're passionate about what He's passionate about. And He's definitely passionate about this country. Our country was founded on complete dependence upon God, trust and faith in God, and being governed by His Word with biblical truth and principles. In fact, I personally believe that God's creation and gift of this country to us was His way of giving us a taste of the millennium to come. The millennium is that thousand-year period after Jesus returns when all nations will be ruled in righteousness, when we'll be ruling and reigning with Him, implementing this righteousness, and when His Word will go forth as the waters cover the sea. That is, His Word will be the governing document of all nations. God is waking you up at this time to fight for righteousness, to see the unseen and pray for eyes to be open to the deception that is behind the current political and moral battles, and to pray that His plans and purposes are released in all government affairs. He's calling you to use your votes and your voices for Him. Being engaged in government at all levels is biblical. When you do, you're experiencing a taste of the future millennium when you'll be implementing righteousness with Him in all nations. You're aligning your heart with what God's passionate about, and as a result, you'll grow deeper in intimacy with Him, and then you'll be able to stand strong no matter what. For more on how to remain unshaken in a world that's all shook up, go to jeannienigro.com. That's JeanNenigro.com. JeannieNigro.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970. TheAnswer.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
The conspirators corresponded with several Americans during the course of the conspiracy through the internet. There's no allegation in this indictment that the Americans knew they were corresponding with Russian intelligence officers.
Yeah, there's no implication. There's no indictment. Not of Americans. There's plenty of Russians. But it was a weird thing yesterday to watch the Peter Strzok testimony. And over and over and over again, Democrats invoke this large number of people that have been indicted in the Russia collusion probe. The problem is 90% of them are all Russians, and we don't even know who they are. I mean, technically, I guess their names exist somewhere, but Americans don't know who they are. Anyway, here to comment on this and even the president's trip overseas and what's happened in the last week, Kayleigh McEnany of the Republican National Committee, and she rejoins us. Kayleigh, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good to join you as always.
My point is well taken, isn't it? That these guys keep throwing up this inflated number of all the indictments that Mueller has brought in. I think three of them are Americans, and all the rest of them are people we have no idea who they are.
Right, and it's important to note that of the Americans you cite, the vast majority of that is for perjury, so something completely unrelated to actual collusion. There has been no American found at this point to have colluded with the Russians in any way. This is more just complete exoneration of the president of the Trump campaign. You had Rod Rosenstein, who said in February when he indicted 13 Russians, there are no Americans who had knowledge of this. Today, he said the same thing. There were no Americans that had knowledge of this, of who they were speaking with. They did not know they were speaking with Russians. So he was very clear. There's still no collusion, and Democrats are caught in a massive deception scheme of the American people.
Well, and we saw some of their tactics yesterday, and even trying to point of order people to death in the Peter Strzok hearings.
That's right. We did see that. And their worst fear is Peter Strzok actually answering the questions, because when he does, the evidence is so damning for the top levels of the FBI and for Jim Comey, obviously distinct from the rank and file, who are good, noble, hardworking people. But it's just so damning, and it sheds so much doubt, or casts so much doubt, rather, on this investigation in its entirety. The fact that the man who signed the opening document for the FBI Russia probe in July of 2016 was someone who wanted to stop the president and wanted to see him impeached.
Kayleigh, I don't know, if the president will personally come and ask your opinion, but if he was to do that, and if Mr. Sessions was for some reason decided to step down or go back to Alabama and run for the Senate, could you please recommend to President Trump that we put Trey Gowdy in as the attorney general?
Hey, I would. Wouldn't that be great, man? Trey Gowdy is just beloved by Republicans, and for good reason, because he is just a pit bull. He knows how to go after these people and get out.
He just wants to put bad guys in jail. That's all he wants to do. Wake up early in the morning, put bad guys in jail all day long, go to bed. He has a happy life. I just love that guy, and I love his tenacity. Anyway, hey, let's shift gears a little bit. The president is overseas. He's been at NATO. He's, in England today, and he's meeting with the Queen. He does all this other stuff. But the NATO trip, I think, had a lot of success to it, and the media has kind of yawned and moved on.
Yeah, it has had a lot of success. You finally have a president exhibiting toughness on the world stage. You know, gone is the faculty lounge foreign policy of idealism during the Obama years, and here is, a new foreign policy of strength and of realism and of looking at the world as it is. And we saw the president do that with NATO and call out our allies. And in doing so, he was able to extract more money for NATO from allies who are underpaying. Big success there, calling out Germany for that energy deal it has with Russia. Another big success there. And the president's achieving on every metric, and it's just very hard for Democrats to deny.
What's very interesting about that is that last year when he went, he had some tough words in his public speech, and you literally saw some of the world leaders go, there were gasps and, shocks of horror. And then the year went on, and it worked out. And even some of those leaders ended up coming to the United States and visiting him at the White House and talking to talking to joint bodies of Congress and all the rest of this. This year, it seems like they're a little more used to him. They still didn't really care for the fact that he came and called him out, but there wasn't this kind of like mass, like, oh my goodness, the world's going to end because Trump's telling the truth.
Right, right. They saw that this is someone who just means business. This is someone who's, when he says, I want you to commit 2% of your GDP, which is what you previously committed to, he means it. He's a man of his word, and I think you're right. The allies are starting to realize that. And also, they're starting to realize that they can't get away with not paying their bills.
What do you make of him saying that May's decision to go soft on Brexit has kind of torpedoed their chance to get a trade deal with the U.S.?
You know, I think that that makes a lot of sense, because the trade deal that would be offered to the U.K. Would tentatively be offered to the U.K., not to the European Union. And if the U.K. doesn't leave the European Union as they've committed, you know, any previous discussions of a trade deal are off the table.
Because, right.
Of course, we know the EU has extraordinary tariffs on American goods. So if you're going to join that system, you don't get the benefits of the U.S. economy. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, nor should you, by the way. But it will be interesting. Now, the protests that he has met, that have met him in London, in large measure, Kaylee, I think this is kind of like a bunch of hot air. Like, literally, they blew up a balloon, and that's the best they can do. But I'm just waiting for the day when the next election comes, because I think when there's a bunch of this that is repudiated, and the president is actually justified in terms of how he's approached all this, that there's really going to be kind of a rude awakening for people.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing it on every front. You're seeing it in his economic approval rating, his approval rating on North Korea. They're all going up because people recognize success when they see it. On top of that, and conversely, you know, you're seeing the fact that the Mueller probe is becoming less and less popular.
Right.
Does not have majority support anymore. So the American people recognize the truth. And the truth is, this president is succeeding and has done nothing wrong.
Kaylee McEnany is who she is, and she's with us every Friday. Gives us some great perspective on things. Kaylee, thanks for being here. And you're absolutely right. That approval rating for the Mueller probe, it was 55% a month ago. It's now 48%. So just think about that, friends. Do we really need to keep spending the money on something that the majority of Americans don't even want anymore? I'm Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Sunny skies, and it's 82 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. U.S. Senator John McCain reacting to today's indictments against 12 Russian intelligence officials. In a statement, the Arizona Republican says, quote, "These revelations add to a body of evidence confirming an extensive plot by Vladimir Putin's government to attack the 2016 election," end quote. As chairman of the Senate Armed Committee Services Committee, McCain is calling on the president to confront Putin and demonstrate there will be a serious price to pay for his aggression against the USA. Two children are dead in a Union City, New Jersey house fire. Jennifer Polsoni with more.
The North Hudson deputy fire chief says the flames inside the three-story multifamily home on 25th Street went to five alarms.
The alarm came in at 8:54 this morning. It was reported victims trapped.
Neighbor Eddie Miranda says he saw children and a woman pulled from the flames.
Very dramatic, terrifying, heartbreaking.
Eight people hospitalized, including the two children who died. Some 18 firefighters treated at the scene. Six more hospitalized. The cause of the fire all under investigation. Jennifer Polsoni, NBC News Radio, New Jersey.
In sports tonight, it's the Mets versus the Nationals, and the Yankees take on the Indians. Checking traffic, an accident on the Verrazano Bridge, Brooklyn-bound upper level, blocking two lanes. Stall cleared on the Crown's Bronx eastbound at the Sheridan Expressway, but the inbound George, about a 45-minute delay for the upper 30 at the lower. Lincoln, about 35 in either direction. Inbound Holland 10 from either approach to the outbound Holland Tunnel, 1 hour. An accident in New Jersey, all lanes subject to closure on 80 westbound near exit 39, and a lot of folks headed down to the parkway. Local and express lanes are busy. Cheese Quake down to 80 in Tom's River. Your forecast clear tonight, 69 in the city. Saturday, partly sunny and 90. Some rain Saturday night, but some sun Sunday afternoon with a high of 87. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news, because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer-dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code AM970. 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code THEANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com. Continuing coverage of Decision 2018. Unparalleled access to assist you in the most important midterm elections of your lifetime. Exclusively at Kevin McCullough Radio.
And you met Dr. Elaine Calheiros. He's New York's secret weapon, Dr. Elaine Calheiros.
All right, what is Andrew Cuomo getting all excited about, this guy, Elaine Calheiros, I think is how you say his name? Well, I'm not sure, because if you read the New York Daily News, which I refuse to do, except when Alex force feeds it to me, you found out late yesterday, that there was a significant verdict in what's been called the Buffalo Billions trial, stemmed from the initiative that took place in upstate New York. And no one knows New York state politics better than Frank Morano of Salem Media of New York, right here in New York City. And Frank, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Great to be here, Kevin. Thanks for asking me.
So the context of what we're talking about here, this Elaine Calheiros guy is found guilty of what?
Bid rigging. The nutshell is bid rigging and corruption. So this is part of the problem, and it's not just a political story. It's also a legal one and a policy one. This is part of the problem when you engage in what Andrew Cuomo loves to do, what Democrats call corporate welfare, what Republicans call crony capitalism, and give enormous amounts of public money to private institutions. Turns out, who do they give it to? Their pals. Who are their pals? In the case of the Buffalo Billion, which was supposed to revitalize upstate in western New York, and that's where you heard Andrew Cuomo describe Dr. Elaine Calheiros as a genius and New York's secret weapon.
Right.
It turns out they chose to give it to donors to Governor Cuomo. So they had $1 billion to invest of public money that was going to revitalize western New York and Buffalo and Syracuse specifically. And Elaine Calheiros and his buddy lobbyist Todd Howe, who was also as close to Cuomo as anyone, they chose to tailor the request for proposals, the RFPs, to people that were a certain type of company. It turned out the certain type of company that they rigged these bids for were all heavy, heavy donors to Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I'm pretty sure that's called a quid pro quo.
Well, so the prosecutors were very careful to not say that this was a quid pro quo in the indictment. Certainly looks bad.
The same way Mr. Strzok had no bias.
Well, I don't know about that. But so you have to ask yourself, Kevin, stepping aside from the legal aspect of it, which is fascinating in and of itself, just in terms of a management perspective, we've now seen Governor Cuomo's chief aide, the person he was closest to in government, the person he described as his brother. We've seen Joe Percoco, his chief executive secretary, guilty of corruption. We've seen Elaine Calheiros, his handpicked head of the Buffalo Billion, guilty of corruption. His number one partner in government, Shelley Silver, independently elected, but still a partner in government of the governors, guilty of corruption. Now we could see on Monday Dean Skelos, his other partner in government, guilty of corruption. At what point can Governor Cuomo credibly make the claim to the public that that everyone around me is a crook, but not me. Either he's crooked or he's incredibly incompetent that he somehow manages to choose the most incompetent people in the world to either work for him, work for, or work with him.
And what's amazing is if he tries to make that argument with a straight face, my question is, how do you get that enmeshed into the center of the spider web, right? So all these people are kind of out from him going in different directions, but he's like the connecting point that has all of them. And how do you get, like, okay, maybe you get tied up at the edge of the spider web, but you're in the middle. Like,
yeah, we could all make one bad hire, right?
That's
we
right.
can't make a selection of everybody that we work with and choose to make our closest partners. Everybody's crooked. You know, I don't always agree with Cynthia Nixon. In fact, most of the time I don't. But what she said yesterday, she's 100% right. Andrew Cuomo is either corrupt or he is spectacularly incompetent.
Yeah.
One of those two things has to be the case. And we know this governor, by his own admission, is a micromanager. He's not somebody that sits and delegates the details of everything to some aide. He handles every aspect of governing himself.
In response to the guilty verdicts in the Buffalo Billions, the governor issued a statement, and he said, there can be no tolerance for those who seek to defraud the system to advance their own personal interest. Anyone who has committed such an egregious act should be punished to the full extent of the law. Well, wouldn't that include the source of all that funding that got allocated publicly and who made the decision to send
what where? You would think so. I mean, this is unbelievable to me. And now we haven't even talked about, Kevin, the fact that this promised rescue of Western New York hasn't materialized. Remember, the governor said that this solar plant in Buffalo, which was one of the rigged contracts,
right,
was going to produce at least 3,000 jobs. It hasn't even produced a fifth of that. So not only is it a corrupt system, it's an ineffectual one.
Well, this gives Cynthia Nixon something to really hammer him with going into the primary,
well,
does it not?
Marcus Molinaro and Cynthia Nixon were making hay of this yesterday. They were outside the courthouse just around the corner from where we are now and pointing out how spectacularly the governor
failed. Did they appear together?
They did not.
No, they should
appeared separately.
That would have been interesting.
But you remember when the governor announced his candidacy for governor in 2010, right around the corner from where we are now,
right,
the Tweed Courthouse.
Right.
He said his number one issue was going to be rescuing New York from the corruption that has enmeshed state government. Now, if you think the governor did nothing wrong in choosing Joe Percoco or choosing Elaine Calleros or working with Shelley Silver and Dean Skelos, the one thing that nobody can say is that he's succeeded in what was his number one campaign promise. Government in New York's more corrupt than ever.
It's interesting. That's the voice of Frank Morano, to see how this is going to play out. And there's a lot of people that think it won't even make a dent, like that Cuomo is so bulletproof that he can't be touched. I think in reality, he may have a pretty tough fight on his hands, because Cynthia Nixon not only gets to go to his primary and make trouble for him there, she's on the ballot most likely for the general election come the fall.
It's going to be interesting to watch. The only thing that Governor Cuomo has to worry about is that voters may pay attention.
Thank you, Frank Morano. Kevin McCullough, stay with us.
Mike Gallagher sees a rocky future for the Dems.
The way the Democrats are behaving right now, they're going to drive people right into the arms of the Republican Party, and the Democrats are not going to take the House. I mean, really, come on. Can we be real? Do today's Democrats want to be socialists across the board? Well, if they do, okay. There's a lot more of us than there are of them.
Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer. The Lieutenant Governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is a lightning rod for controversy, but he also has an incredible history of success where others have failed. This week on Champions of Justice, Tom Girardi and Amy Solomon find out what he's really like, his views on schools, the budget, neighborhood transformation, and a few things that rankle Democrats. Like him or not, it's a fascinating hour. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10, here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com. That's mikeconnors@gmail.com. Or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500 and see for yourself. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy. .com Studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price, because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
For many folks, Obamacare isn't working. Carriers are dropping coverage, copays are skyrocketing, and penalties for not enrolling are growing. Add to that the hassle of dealing with claims issues and out-of-network roadblocks, and it's easy to see why so many Americans are turning to a different option called health sharing. Full healthcare plans that are saving families thousands a year and without the hassle. But with so many health sharing plans available, how do you find the right one? Easy. At Health Markets. Their free service does all the work searching nationwide health share providers for the plan that's right for your needs and budget. With health sharing, there's no enrollment deadlines, high premiums, or soaring out-of-pocket costs. And they're exempt from the sky-high penalties of the Affordable Care Act. Want a plan with the doctors you love and get coverage for dental and vision? Health Markets can help. Health Markets has helped people enroll in over 3 million plans, and they can help you. Their service is free, so call to learn about all the benefits and savings of health sharing. Call 800-292-7796. That's 800-292-7796. 800-292-7796.
Listen to us anywhere. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio.com. Get the app at AM97TheAnswer.com.
History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, on Fridays, we really do try to have some fun how we kind of round out the show. And I am so looking forward to tonight because in just a few minutes when I'm off the air here, I'm going to be scurrying over to one of my new favorite places in Manhattan called Woodpecker by David Burke. I was there for an opening a couple of weeks ago, and tonight I'm bringing friends. And joining me now on the line is the one and only David Burke. And David, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, listen, I've got some VIPs. They're really big wigs in the music industry down in Nashville, okay. and they're coming in. And they said, Kev, we want to go somewhere that's fresh and new, and they love New York, and they've been to a lot of places that we've taken them in the past. And I said, I got the place for you. I was just there. It is going to be off the hook tonight. So we've got our reservation. We're all set. And I'm not even asking you to pay for the meal. Like, we're going to show up and we're going to have a good time. But I just realized you invited me to your opening. I never even let you come on and talk about all of the accoutrements of Woodpecker. Since it's been open and since you've been going and really gotten everything up to full speed, what are people going to experience when they walk through the door tonight?
Well, We have an al fresco area outside. We don't have permit yet, but so there's glass doors. We'll have some of them open. You walk into a large, a lofty looking space. There's wood, you know, with lots of wood, fun whimsical art, lots of paint cans that we use for put a pizza on and our wine bottles. Very nicely decorated,
right.
Well appointed. There's a private party room off to the side that has barn doors, and, you know, it's got a good vibe. Big open kitchen. There's two really big wood-burning stoves from Italy and a couple other stoves in the back, but the kitchen's right there, and you know, we crank out, we have pizza, but the wood-burning stoves put out roasted chickens and dry-aged beef, racks of lamb that are cooked with hay, prime rib of pork with clams, casino, and, you know, we've got salads.
Oh, man, are you making me hungry?
Yeah, no, it's really doing well. It's a good spot. It's very, it's hip, it's casual, food's good, it's smart, and the price point is nice.
And I did not think... To be candid, when I came to the opening, I really did not think I was going to try the Cricket Pizza, and I ended up scarfing down a whole bunch more of it than I was supposed to that night.
Well, we got something special for you tonight too. We've got these little. I went to the Koreatown's two blocks away on 32nd. We're on 30th and Broadway, and I went in this little market there. I go into for a little inspiration. I bought these baby crabs. They're about the size of a nickel. Hard, the shells on them, and they're spicy cooked. We're going to throw them on a pizza for you tonight.
Oh, wow. So that's going to be...
Yeah, we'll get the music guys jumping a little bit.
That'll be crazy. Well, speaking of the weekend and jumping a little bit, you know, there's people trying to do different things at home and try to spruce up their weekend menu a little bit. And my kids have really gotten into berries. So the strawberries and the blueberries and the raspberries. And, you know, other than just giving them to them plain, like any ideas, any suggestions on how to like dress up some berries for the kids this weekend?
Yeah, a couple things. Well, you know what I'd like to do with berries? Because berries are really good if they're ripe. Sometimes they're not ripe. Sometimes they're not exciting. Is make pickles out of the blueberries. So save your pickle juice and bring it to a boil, pour it over some blueberries or raspberries, and use that on your burger.
I want to make sure I understand. So save your pickle juice out of your jar that you get your pickles from, bring it to a boil, and put your berries in them?
And just pour it over the berries in a bowl, let it sit in the fridge. And then you'll have pickled blueberries, pickled strawberries, pickled raspberries. Now, they can be eaten as a pickle. Or you can actually use it as a pickle and put it on your burger. So they could actually mash the blueberries into the top of the burger with, you know, or because they could also use blueberries to make ketchup, which is one of the original reasons. Ketchup originally was made out of plums and fruits.
Oh, wow.
And that's a fun idea, you know, if you want to spend the time pureeing it. Or you can make fruit sandwiches and do grilled cheese. Instead of grilled cheese, just put... Make a little puree some of the fruit, maybe a little cream cheese, and make it grilled.
Oh,
a grilled cream cheese and fruit sandwich, good for kids.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, and this is because I'm coming to the authority here on the official grilled cheese etiquette list. Do you or do you not dip your grilled cheese into a little bit of maple syrup before you take a bite of it?
Never heard of that.
Really?
No.
I know something that David Burke doesn't know about food.
But I'll tell you what, it sounds pretty good.
No, try it. Pick the cheese of your choice. I like really strong cheddar, but make you a really good grilled cheese sandwich. And then just before you take a bite, just put the little corner of it in a little bit of maple syrup and take a bite of it. And just tell me what you think the next time we chat.
It makes sense with strong cheddar, too. Yeah, I love maple syrup. Man, I like maple syrup.
Well, and you guys use the really good stuff in all your places.
We use Crown's a really good one. And our maple pepper bacon, the clothesline bacon, is done with maple syrup.
Right, black
pepper, so really good.
All right, so...
And the other thing with berries is they can put the strawberries on a kebab and put them on a grill.
Now, I've never had grilled berries before. Do they hold up well?
Strawberries. Yeah, you just put a little bit of oil on them, like a neutral canola oil.
Okay.
Grill them up and serve them with ice cream. Put ice cream right on top of grilled berries.
And they probably caramelize on the outside and get back in some of those sugars. Yeah.
Great also, but blueberries obviously won't stand the test of the grill, but... The strawberries will.
That is really good stuff. David Burke, Woodpecker, 30th and Broadway. I would imagine that if they're good on the burger, they'd be phenomenal on the tacos.
Well, if you do the pickled ones, put the pickled fruit on your taco, too. So, Kevin, I'm going to be out in Garden City tonight, Garden City Hotel, because I got a project out there at a restaurant.
No worries.
You're going to be in good hands. My chef, Carmine, and manager, Mark, are expecting you. And tell them that, you know, my daughter was born and raised in Nashville.
Okay.
So, She's a music kid.
We'll make sure we leave some cards for you too. All right, David Burt. Thanks so much for everything. And check out Woodpecker, friends. It's incredible, and you've got to try it for yourself. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. My final thought coming up next.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 82 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. An accident in Queens on the BQE southbound at Queens Boulevard has three lanes out. And also in Queens, the Belt Parkway eastbound is solid. It's basically a one-hour ride from Leopards out to Merrick Boulevard. Another one-hour ride, this on the Cross Bronx westbound from the Bruckner to the outbound George. The inbound George, about 35 for the upper, 25 for the lower. The Lincoln is 40 in either direction. Inbound Holland, 20 from either approach. The outbound Holland Tunnel, 1 hour. This accident in New Jersey has 80 east and westbound closed right around exit 39. Big delays westbound through there. Looks like the medical chopper is on the scene. Crash on the Parkway northbound at 142. Two accidents on the Parkway southbound. One at 132, one at 127. And warning you now, folks, very heavy on the Parkway southbound if you're headed down the shore. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Friday through July 4th. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Kids tops and bottoms, $7. Junior swim separates, $14.99. The big one bath towel or pillow, 3 for $10. Stock up, save big. And get Kohl's Cash. $10 for every $50 spent. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide. Kohl's Cash for you. Right now, only at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're not getting a wonderful night's sleep, there's a good chance it could be because of your pillow. And I've got great news, because my friend Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of the most incredible sleep technology ever invented, the MyPillow, has brought back his most popular offer. Buy one premium MyPillow, get the second one free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is unlike anything else you've ever done. It never goes flat. It stays cool through the night. You can adjust it. And the patented fill gives you the exact support you need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer and awake more refreshed. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. No questions asked. You can even put it in the washer dryer to wash it yourself. Now, you can get a buy one premium MyPillow and get another premium MyPillow absolutely free by calling 800-506-2641. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use the promo code AM970. 800-506-2641, promo code AM970.
Jay Sekulow Live is next on AM970, The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough, every Monday through Friday. Same time, same place right here. And grateful for you being here. And grateful for all the great analysis that we get on a daily basis. Just for the couple of hours I was on the air today, you know, Kim Strassel and Kaylee McEnany and Everett Piper and Mike Huckabee and Frank Morano and David Burke all lending their expertise in different ways. I'm humbled by the fact that these really smart people are willing to give me their time and to help us understand the world around us a little bit better. That's what it's all about. And I am grateful that you come and you commit yourself. When I go out and I do events, I get people come up to me all the time and go, Kev, your show makes me think more than anything else I listen to on the radio. That's exactly what I'm aiming for. The fact that it continues to be increasingly more and more listened to than everything else in its day part, that I'd take that in a heartbeat as well. So thank you. I just had this interesting experience earlier today in the office. I often invoke my friend Darren's name. He's my resident liberal. He loves Paul Krugman. He thinks that Paul Krugman is an economic genius and so forth. So I go to his cubicle and say, hey, Darren, pop quiz for you. Does the government get more money coming to it when a president raises taxes on people or when it lowers taxes on people? And he pulled away from his chair and put his finger over his lip and said, I have to think about this for a second. He goes, knowing that you're asking me this, this is probably a trick question, right? I don't know. I just want to know your thoughts on it. And he thought about it and he thought about it. He said, well, you know, it depends. I said, actually, it doesn't. Historically speaking, in the modern era, it doesn't. Because when you've had a president who's raised taxes, Washington has taken in less money. Did so under Jimmy Carter, did so under Bill Clinton, did so under Barack Obama. When you have a government that lowers taxes, like it did under Ronald Reagan and John F. Kennedy and George W. Bush, and now Donald Trump, based on his first year, the government gets more money. Like for today, they reported that in the first fiscal year, we brought in $71 billion more over the same time period than we did a year ago. $1,305,490,000,000,000. And that's from the lowered taxes going into effect in 2017. So if you want the government to have more money to help the people that it needs to help with the safety nets that you so earnestly fight for, always fight for lower taxes. Because lower taxes not only gives the taxpayer more money, it gives the government more money as well. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.